it made me think of kind of a sad state that we're in at the minute, where it's very much a zero-sum game, or it feels like that, where people are now viewing it as the business must win. And for the business to win, the people must lose.
Welcome to the Veterinary Leadership Success Podcast, the show for veterinary practice owners and managers who are eager to become the leaders their teams deserve. I'm your host, veterinarian and leadership expert, Dr. Dave Nicol, and each week I'll be diving into important topics from the world of veterinary team leadership. In these short, sharp, and punchy episodes, I'll share my insights, experiences, and practical tips to help you navigate the challenges of leadership in the veterinary profession. Whether it's head in the clouds vision casting or in the trenches leading for performance, we will cover it all. As an owner myself, I understand the unique dynamics and demands of running a successful veterinary practice. And I'm passionate about empowering you to create a workplace where people and pets can thrive. So if you're ready for your weekly leadership fix, let's dive in to this week's show.
Welcome to today's episode of the Veterinary Leadership Success Show. I'm Dr. Dave Nicol, and today, a somewhat reflective episode. I attended a funeral. It was the father of a very dear friend's funeral yesterday. And these things, they're an odd mix of emotions. They start somber. They become quite upsetting as they progress. They have moments of being quite uplifting and light, but of course they are the process, the ritual that allows the family and friends and people who know people to ease from the physical process of mourning into the metaphysical process of knowing that memory and cherishing that memory. And we call that process grieving or mourning. It's a difficult process. It's a very healthy process. Naturally, they lead you, and they certainly lead me, to feeling quite reflective at times like that. And as the celebrant, the funeral celebrant, was reading the eulogy, and in this case, the eulogy was very much a timeline, a kind of description of this guy's life and the amazing things he'd done and how much of a fantastic husband, father, grandfather, business owner, golfer, not so much, how much influence and impact he'd had on so many lives. And it really struck me, there was a few things struck me. The first one was how much opportunity there is to do good with business. This chap's name was Brian. I'm sure the family wouldn't mind me saying that. And he'd set up a business as a young man, and he'd employed his sons and trained and taught them how to be electricians like he was in his family business. He'd also extended members of his family, cousins, and now nephews of cousins, and also other friends of the family who perhaps wouldn't have gotten opportunities in other businesses. You know, he came to be able to do all of this good and support all of these people around him because he had a business. That was the first of three reflections on the day. And sometimes when we're running practices, we can struggle to see why we're doing it. We can struggle to see why these things matter. The time a client has a pop at us on social media, or it's another painful team interaction of some way, shape, or form. I reflect on the experiences that we have in veterinary practices and experiences that Brian had with his business. And I think there's something to be learned there. When we hire the right people, people we trust, people we can rely on, and we put those right people in the right places, something Brian did very well, then you can have a business that does good things for everybody. Everybody can win. It made me think of kind of a sad state that we're in at the minute, where it's very much a zero-sum game, or it feels like that, where people are now viewing it as the business must win. And for the business to win, the people must lose. And it feels lopsided like that. And a lot of that is coming from the noise, the reaction, the negativity around the corporatization of veterinary practice. But I do think there is a space for us all in leadership positions to hold where we find it's not a zero-sum game, and that the best way for anyone to win is for all of us to win. And that means finding ways that that can be accomplished.
Well, It's 6 a.m. The alarm's screaming, you're out of coffee. Head's pounding, car horn start, and in 2 hours you've got to walk to the clinic and somehow be the inspirational leader your team needs. Yeah, good luck with that. Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Nicol, and here's the truth. If you're exhausted, overwhelmed, and constantly running on fumes, you cannot lead your practice effectively. That's why in Strategic Leaders, we start with you. You'll learn how to take control of your time instead of drowning in it. Understand your leadership style, your strengths, your blind spots, warts and all. Build resilience so you don't crack under pressure and lead with confidence, care and presence, even when mornings feel like a disaster movie. Because when you show up better, your team shows up better. And that's how remarkable practices are built. So if you're ready to stop running on empty and start leading with clarity and energy, head to drdavenicol.com/strategic-leaders. Veterinary Leadership Academy. Build your remarkable practice, starting with you.
So that was the first thing. The second thing was how important it is to spend time in the company of people you like and you love. I think that can extend beyond the personal life into the professional life. And indeed, I think it should extend there. You know, you spend every bit and perhaps more time when you take out the sleep time you spend at home, the awake time you spend at home. That might be 5 hours a day and 7 hours asleep, or 6 hours and 8 hours. So you're spending more time at work conscious than you are at home conscious during the week. So by golly, spending that time with people you like to spend time with is important. But that's not to be confused with spending time or only working with people because you like them. I think it is perfectly possible to hire people who've got the right skill set, who have the right attitude, who share your values, and who you actually enjoy spending time with. Not necessarily in the same way that you might with a mate, which is a different kind of relationship, but certainly in a way that that person's energy, what they bring to the table, brings you joy. I just think that is an important part. And I think for many of us, and I would go so far as to say, I think probably all of us have at some point struggled because we've hired people who just weren't a great fit and we didn't enjoy spending time with, and our practices start to feel like war zones or enemy territory or a place of great stress when that is the case. So that was the second thing, was pay attention to who it is you have in all aspects of your life and nurture, actively seek out, nurture, support, grow the relationships that are the best, that are the most valuable, that are the most productive and healthy, and actively weed out the ones that are not. I think we would all be a lot happier if we were a bit more aggressive in that regard. And the third thing is probably the most profound thing that I found myself contemplating in a bit of a quiet moment before I signed the memory book to leave memories and to leave some kind notes for the family. I just took some time and I sat, and there was a montage of photos from throughout Brian's life. And there were some really beautiful photos there with family, with his wife, with his grandkids, playing golf with his friends. And it struck me that Brian led a good life. My daughter asked me, as I told her I was going to go to the funeral, she said, "Are you sad? Will it be sad?" And I said, "Yeah, it will be sad, but it won't be tragic. Because he led a great life. He built an amazing business. He worked with his family close. And he had a great relationship with his family. He was married in a loving marriage for more than 60 years. He had grandkids. He was blessed to have grandkids. And he did well financially. So that's a life well lived." So I said to my daughter, whilst it's sad, it is also a natural part of living. You will be dying. And it's not tragic. But what I was really found myself reflecting on later at the funeral as I sat watching the photos was how that's not the way it goes for everybody. And the truth is, none of us know how long we've got left on the clock. And so my question for you to ponder at the end of this more reflective episode is to ask yourself, do you really have time? Do you really have the time to sit on that thing that might be the most amazing thing you could have worked on? Whether that's a little project that would have changed the trajectory of the practice, whether that was a relationship that needed to end, a relationship that needed to start, something that needed to be said to somebody that you just didn't have the time or the moment, the call that needed to be made, the plan that needed to be built or executed on, the holiday you needed to take. I don't know what it would particularly be for you, but I know this. We've all got things on our to-do list that matter, that we're putting off, and we're putting off, and we're putting off. And if we're honest and look at the ledger of life about the things we're committing time to and the things we're not, it's not always in the right way around. And it strikes me that that is one hell of a gamble. The life we all have, it's precious. It's fleeting, and it is ambiguous how long that we will have. It's unknown. So do you really have time? So that's what I got. I wish Brian and his family, Brian in the next life, I'm sure he'll be tearing it up and having a great time. And my love to his family. It was a beautiful service I was privileged to attend. And I wish all of you huge love and huge courage to do the things that need to be done in your life, whatever that may be. Take care, y'all.
So that wraps up today's episode of the Veterinary Leadership Success Show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, it would be most appreciated if you would leave a review on iTunes and tell your friends in veterinary medicine all about us. Until next time, from all of us here, be safe, be well, and be happy.